Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. On the 18th of April, a new satellite was launched. Nothing new there, satellites get launched all the time. In fact, CPUT here in Cape Town has just sent a nano-satellite to India, which will be launched in 3 months' time. Anyhow, this satellite holds some interest to the public. It's called TESS, the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, and its job is to look for planets orbiting the brightest stars in the sky. The mission will monitor at least 200,000 stars for signs of exoplanets ranging from Earth-sized rocky worlds to huge gas giant planets. Over the next while, TESS will make its way to a special orbit high above the planet where it can perform observations with minimal interference from Earth's atmosphere. TESS will occupy a never-before-used orbit high above Earth, according to NASA. This elliptical orbit is exactly half of the Moon's orbital period. This means that TESS will orbit Earth every 13.7 days. Its closest point to Earth, 108,000 kilometres, is about triple the distance of the geosynchronous orbit where most communications satellites operate. When TESS reaches this point in its orbit, it will transmit data to ground stations, and that will take about 3 hours. And then TESS will pass through the Van Allen radiation belts to the highest point of its orbit at 373,000 kilometres. TESS anticipates the discovery of thousands of exoplanets of all sizes around a variety of star types. Along with a network of ground telescopes that will verify TESS observations, the mission will find at least 50 planets that are close to Earth's size, that is no more than 4 times Earth's diameter. Public data releases will occur every 4 months, inviting immediate community-wide efforts to study the new planets. This is a new breed of space mission being mostly privately funded. TESS was first proposed in 2006 as an entirely privately funded mission with financial backing from several institutions, including the Kavli Foundation, Google, and donors at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The solar-powered spacecraft carries 400-millimeter-wide cameras that provide wide fields of view, and they'll stare at a particular region of the sky for between 27 and 351 days before moving on to another area. The satellite is a follow-up of NASA's highly successful Kepler Space Telescope, which has found thousands of exoplanets since its launch in 2009. TESS, however, this new satellite, will focus on stars that are 30 to 100 times brighter than those Kepler examined. And this makes it much easier for ground telescopes to follow up on observations. The discovered exoplanets will also be useful for the upcoming James Webb Space Telescope, which can examine them for more information, for example, for their atmospheres and composition, after that launches in 2020. The way TESS works is by monitoring eclipses. If an exoplanet passes in front of a star called a planetary transit, it blocks a portion of the light and causes the brightness to dip. This is evidence that something has got in the way between the host star around which the planet is orbiting and the camera on TESS doing the viewing. So we wait to see what TESS finds. For sure, thousands more exoplanets, and perhaps we'll get closer to calculating the proportion of Earth-like planets out there. Right, well, this is your last chance to see the Hemelichaam exhibition at the Zico Museum, and this is a wonderful set of photographs and exhibits about the people and places of astronomy in the Cape, and it'll be around for just another week. There's no open night this Saturday at the observatory, but on the 28th, which is a Saturday, you can hear all about the oldest photograph in the universe. As usual, this broadcast is podcasted on Fine Music Radio's website if you'd like to hear it all again. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.